Philip Semper, PhD, research and created today's date is 10/14/2024. Dictation is for Miss Josefina Ariano. Ariano spells A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O. Josefina spells J-O-S-E-F-I-N-A. Date of birth is 07/11/1984. This is a 40-year-old female here with painter left great toe period. Patient denies trauma. Said this has been going on for a while, but has gotten worse in the last 4 days. She said it appears that the nail is growing into her skin, both sides, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed over negative, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. It's none. Past surgical history. C-section. Social history. She and nurses, alcohol use. Denies tobacco. And nurses, tobacco use. Denies drug use. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, ampicillin. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure is 121 over 82, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, left great toe, bilateral periungual edema and erythema, no discharge or bleeding, tenderness to palpation, bilateral periungual region. Nail is viable, open parenthesis, patient requested to remove the complete nail, close parenthesis. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She has antalgic gait on the left, secondary to great toe pain. Neuro alert oriented, and 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is onychocryptosis. Number 2 is left great toe pain. Next paragraph, procedure. Toenail removal complete. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about the procedure. She understands the procedure. I recommend partial excision of her nails, removing the lateral surfaces and the viable medial surfaces to remain. She says she wants the entire nail out. Next line. Patient's foot was soaked in betadine and water. Soaked for approximately half an hour. Next line, patient's toe was removed from the betadine and watered, pat dry, draped in sterile fashion. Cleansed with betadine and overwiped with alcohol. A digital block was performed using lidocaine without epinephrine. Total of 5 milliliters were used. After the digital block, I allowed patient to wait for a few minutes for the medication / anesthesia to work. Next line, test was performed to ensure anesthesia was effective. It is indeed effective. Next line, with a forceps, nail was removed from the lateral surface of the skin bilaterally and was taken out completely. No complications, bleeding was minimal. Next line, the site was pat dry, the minimal bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, triple antibiotics was applied to nail bed, over covered with 2x2, secure with tape. A digital stocking was placed over patient's toe, secured by Coband. She was strongly encouraged to use open sole shoes. She was kept home from work for the next 3 days. Advised to come back in 48 hours for me to look at it again to make sure she's not infected. Next line, correction, next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Clindamycin, 300 milligrams, 1 POTID, 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Tylenol, number 3. 01 POTID PRN for pain number 12. No refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.